Happy Friday, everyone. So you may have heard my super quick ramble earlier. I planned on doing something better, but I chose to hang out with a friend and take a break out of my work day. So consequently, it is now 10:16 p.m. and I finished work about 5 minutes ago, which means I have missed one of my trains, and I now have to wait until 11 to get home. So whatever shall I do with 45 minutes? I could go out, but I decided to spend it with you. Because, I don't know, just seemed like a nice thing to do. So the ramble that I wanted to do today was going to be my take on some jerk-off instructions. Again, thank the person who inspired my audio earlier today for also suggesting that I do the jerk-off instructions and helping me to work through any reservations I had about doing that, thinking that I would probably just do them too fast or be too relaxing with them. But yeah, let's get going. Ow, I'm just gonna sit myself down. I hope you can still, I have my phone like charging on top of the refrigerator because that's the only place that I have space. So I hope I'm not too far away and that you can still hear me. I am sitting cross-legged on the floor in my office, and I'd like you to picture that you are doing the same, that you're sitting about 6 inches away from my knees with how your legs are folded. If you're not a lotus position meditation kind of person, I guess just sit in any way that feels comfortable to you in front of me, but not touching me, not yet. And I would like you to first bow your head in reverence to me and this practice that we're about to do. And you can bring your head all the way down, almost touching my lap. Again, not making any contact with me just yet. And wherever you are, I want you to be following along, please. It's only fun if you play along exactly like I tell you to. And I want you to bring your thumbs to just underneath your breastbone and press in for me with your palms together. Kind of like in prayer. Just really press them into your sternum. Maybe a little harder than feels comfortable. Just for fun. Now take a deep breath in, like deep into your belly, a soft belly, into wide hips. And then breathe out. in deep, deep, deep down. And out with a sigh. Good. In. And out. Okay. I promise this isn't just a meditation. So bringing those hands now to your chest, flat on your chest. And I want you to start to trace your fingers around your nipples. Know that I'm doing the same. Even though somebody on the street outside seems to be shouting pretty aggressive things. Just move your fingers round and around and around in circles. Don't stop until I tell you. Round and round. I don't care if it's ticklish. Stay with it. Power through it. Good. I want you to trace the middle finger on each hand down from your nipples across your ribs, down to your hip bones, all the way down to your knees, circling around your knees. Using your whole hands on your knees now, just rub them. Work out any tension in the knees. And now using your fingers and your fingernails, if you have them, start to rake up your thighs from your knees all the way up to your groin. But I want you to do this achingly slowly. So I'm only kind of a few inches away from my knees now. Just as slow and as purposeful as you can. Just digging in with whatever pressure feels good for you. Raking them all the way up your thighs. Noticing the muscles, any hair, any places where the skin starts to get particularly soft and delicate until you reach your groin area. Now I want you to cup your balls in your hand. Both hands, cup them tight to your body. I want you to lift everything up so that you can really get in there. Press your index finger against your perineum. Really cup those balls. I want you to know I'm doing the same, except cupping my pussy with both my hands and my fingers just again, pressed on my perineum. Hold it here, and I want you to start to rock from side to side. Good. Now release the grip on your balls. And you should feel that your hands are super warm and nice and cozy from all of that. And I want you to bring your left hand to my pussy and keep your right hand, put that back, yeah, on your balls. And I want you to hold it, and I don't care if you're left-handed or right-handed, you just do the hands that I told you. If you forgot, it's left hand on my pussy and right hand on your balls. Feels good. And if you're not already hard, get hard now. There we go. Nice. I want you to start lazily playing, just stroking however you normally do, up and down the shaft. Just keep cupping my pussy. I don't want you putting your fingers inside me, or playing with my clit, feeling how wet I am. I just want you cupping it, just for now. Stroking up and down your shaft. Gentle, rhythmical, just the right amount of pressure. No death grip here, come on, let's be grown-ups. Enjoy the play of sensation. The subtlety. I want you to press your penis into your belly. Just hold it close against yourself. Just feel it twitch and push back against your hand as it tries to break free. I want you to take your thumb and rub it along the ridge. And if you feel like you have capacity to play with the head of your penis, you can do that. I want you to bring your thumb to your mouth now. Actually, no, you can bring your thumb to my mouth. I want you to just press it against my lips and trust that my tongue will flick out and lick it and get it nice and wet. And then take that thumb back down and start to massage it over the head of your penis, circling it around. Good. Now, I'd like you to take your hand away from my cunt. I know. I liked it being there too. But I want you to take that warmth and that energy and use it on yourself. I want you to use both hands now to stroke that beautiful cock of yours. Feel the warmth. Feel the caress, feel the pressure. Just starting to grip tighter now with that left hand that you held so patiently on my cunt. All the strength and resolve that you use to not slide your fingers inside me. I want you to bring that same dedication and restraint stroking yourself. So be firm, squeeze, but don't overdo it. You want to start to get a really good rhythm going. I want you to start to count the rhythm with me. You don't care what your usual rhythm is. This is what we're doing now. One, two, three, four, five, six, keep the pace, seven, eight, nine, 10, 11, 12, 13, stop, right now. Good boy. Good boy. Okay, I want you to take your hands away. Give them to me. I'm gonna hold them. Breathe. I'm just going to take your hands and I'm going to put them on my breasts for a while. Fuck, that feels good. Imagine as they squeeze together, cupped in your hands, what it would feel like if your dick was in between them right now. Okay, back on you, back on you. Left hand on the base, firm. Right hand above, maybe on the head, maybe on the shaft. We're gonna start to pump again. Ready? One, two, yeah, I know I'm going slower. Three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, 10, 11, 12, 13, do you want one more? Okay, one more, 14, okay, stop. Hands away, give them to me. Now, where shall I put your hands this time? You want to move them up my hips. Wrap them around. Get my ass. And pull each cheek out from underneath me as I'm sitting. And so you get a handful. Scooching in a little closer to me, maybe our knees can touch now. Glide your hands over my hips and round my ass. You can dig your hands in if you want to. Give me a little spank if you need to. Funny. I do love how people think that spanking is such a dominant act. Like, who's in control here? Who has the power? It's not you. I tell you when and how and where to touch. So if I told you to bend me over your knee and spank me hard, I would be in control. You might feel powerful, but you're not. I am. Hands back. Back on your deck. Now. Same position. Left on the base. Right on the top. This time we're going to go faster. Don't even think about coming. I'm not going to tell you how many we're going to do either. You just have to pace yourself. But I don't want you thinking of unsexy thoughts. I want you present, right here, with me. Imagining my body, listening to my voice, thinking about how dripping wet I am, knowing what I can do to you. Ready? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, pick up the pace, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, stop. Somebody a little shaky. Okay, so that concludes our meditation. Yep. Breathe with me. In through the nose. Deep into that tight belly of yours now, and out. In. Oh, look at you twitch. So cute. Out. In. And out. Bowing your head to me. Bow your head all the way down for me. Oh, that's so good. That's so, so good. Okay, good night.